the points of view that appear within the all-encompassing pure view of awareness can't make anyone do anything, and they don't do anything to awareness. They are awareness. So nothing happens, absolutely nothing happens. And the more that we rest as awareness for short moments repeated many times, the more we realize this. And even though it may sound very much unlike the way we've experienced most of our lives, and like it couldn't possibly work to live life on that basis, it is actually much easier to live life on that basis. And when we begin to rest as awareness for short moments repeated many times until it becomes continuous, we begin to see things more clearly. Now, this is a great deal different than being desensitized to what's going on. Insight is much different than being desensitized. If you're describing what's occurring for you as desensitization, it's just another point of view that's describing awareness, but it's always awareness, no matter what you call it. In resting as awareness, there is usually a shift that occurs for people as they transition into just being comfortable in life rather than hounded by the raging elephant stampede of an unstable mind. And so, you know, that comfort might seem new, but it doesn't mean that you're desensitized. It just means that you're experiencing your natural state. And the natural state isn't to have the raging elephant stampede that tramples everything in its wake occurring within the mind, and that being the only focus of the mind. That's entirely unnatural, even though it may be popular or conventional. It's entirely unnatural. So to just allow this transition to take place without needing to change anything is great. You know, when you begin to rest as awareness, it's important to just allow yourself a year at least without any changes, just to get acquainted with awareness and the insights it brings and the new way of seeing and experiencing living that it brings. There's no rush. You'll probably be around for a long time, and even if you aren't, well, so what? At least for the first year, you'll just be getting acquainted with awareness without trying to adjust to all kinds of other changes. And so even though you might be attracted to be in a relationship, a new relationship, or to change jobs, or to move house, or country, or whatever it might be, just get acquainted with awareness and grow confident in that, and then you'll naturally know what to do and how to be with what's occurring. Points of view, they really aren't different from awareness, just like the color blue isn't different from the sky, or the sweetness of honey isn't separate from the honey, or the wetness of water isn't separate from the water, or the heat of a flame isn't separate from the flame. Points of view aren't separate from awareness, and they can never be separated out. So to just relax as the essence of the spontaneous self-release of everything is a lot easier than trying to hold on to what can't be held on to in the first place. Even the idea that there is any kind of holding, clinging, or fixation or involvement in the raging elephant of the mind, the unstable mind, it's just an illusion. It's a mirage. It isn't occurring, and it never has occurred. So if you're trying to get rid of clinging, fixation, holding, following after, avoiding, as though it is something, you see you'll always be distracted by that object, distracted by that point of view, and it's something that doesn't have an independent power. It has no power at all to make anyone do anything, nor is there anyone to do anything to, nor is there anyone who needs to do anything at all about points of view. And this is why the instruction is to rest as awareness rather than trying to fix a personality or an ego that cannot be found to exist, or fix any other point of view that cannot be found to exist. There's no need to think about an individualized point of view and correct it or transform it or refine it in any way. And there's no need to think about any other point of view and fix it, modify it, refine it, transform it in any way whatsoever. The only instruction is to rest as awareness for short moments, repeated many times, and then you will come to understand through the profound insight of resting as awareness everything you need to know about this individualized idea of oneself. There's nothing to do. There's no personality that needs to be purified or refined in any way in order to get to the point of being receptive to awareness. From that first instant of being introduced to awareness, where you know what awareness is, then you know what to rest as. And so that is the primary instruction, to rest as that awareness and to use the other of the three comforts, the teacher, the teaching, and the community to support that soul instruction. And as you do that, the insights will be plentiful and the mind will become more and more tranquil and calm. The mind too is the point of view, so it's really the points of view that are settling out in awareness and becoming tranquil and calm, rather than believing that all the points of view are something and they have some kind of power or significance. By the power of resting as awareness, it's realized that points of view don't have a power. So you see, you can't figure out that they're pure or radiant or empty or dynamically beneficial through thinking about it. It's absolutely impossible. It only is realized by the power of resting imperturbably as awareness in no other way. Even though you may read lots of things about awareness or hear lots of things about awareness, it's only in your decisive experience of what you hear or read that it becomes real to you. Otherwise, it's just words on a page or words going in one ear and out the other. But when you have the decisive experience of the primordial purity of points of view, or the radiance and lucidity of points of view, or the dynamic benefit of all points of view as awareness, or the all-pervasiveness of awareness, or the unchangingness of awareness, or the wisdom aspect of awareness, when those are realized in your direct experience, then they come fully alive. And so, you know, from that first instant of awareness, all of these are recognized. All of these six aspects are recognized from the first instant. And then the more instants there are, then the more all of the aspects are realized. But only when they're realized in indirect experience are they, do they truly come off the page of the book. And you just sit back and say, wow, this is what I've been reading about for years or hearing about for years, and now in my own experience I realize it to be true. That's when it really becomes meaningful. And so down through the ages, it's been stated over and over again that the degree to which one's points of view are extremely or extraordinarily afflictive, to that degree will awareness be realized as a blazing reality. So the more afflictive the points of view, the more magnificent the awareness. So, you know, this is another maxim that turns the apple cart upside down, because it isn't the way we ordinarily think about things. So if our mind is totally obsessive in terms of intellectualizing everything or philosophizing, or our emotional states and or our emotional states are highly afflictive, then we're really very lucky if we can be introduced to awareness. If we aren't introduced to awareness, then we're not lucky at all. But once we're introduced to awareness, we have the good fortune of that. And if we recognize what a good fortune that is, then we can really take advantage of it. But that's where we have to say, well, I've been introduced to awareness, and that is really amazing. So I don't have to seek anymore. Now I need to take full advantage of that, and I can only take full advantage of it by making a 100% commitment to resting as awareness for short moments, repeated many times. It can't be a partial commitment. Not if what you want is complete relief. It can't be a partial commitment. It has to be 100%. And with that 100% commitment, then confidence, indwelling confidence comes about. The more we rest as awareness for short moments, repeated many times, the more confident we are in that. And the more we're able to rest in all kinds of situations and with all kinds of people, still more confident do we become. And at some point, that indwelling confidence becomes absolute certainty, without any kind of hope or fear, without any kind of needing to attain anything. We completely stop looking to attain anything, including awareness. We just know that from that moment on, every moment is a moment of awareness, whatever it brings. And in that sense, every moment is a spontaneous fulfillment of awareness. It's the only attainment there is. It's a spontaneous attainment of awareness in each moment. It's a continuum. It's a continuum, yet it never looks like anything in particular, because we never know what the next moment will bring. The moment we start to say, well, awareness is this, then we exclude a lot of other moments where awareness might bring something other than the this is it we've decided awareness is. So you see, when we look at things in this simple way, it's easy to understand. When we understand awareness as it is, then that's a very good thing. Awareness can't be commodified or objectified. That it can't be made into a point of view. It's never happened. Even though points of view are awareness, there is no point of view that is awareness. And so by resting as awareness, we come to understand all these pronouncements about awareness. And in terms of friends, to just keep it simple, to just say, well, it's a way of life and it's made me happy. And I wasn't happy before. Now I'm increasingly happy, and no other thing I've done has made me happy. And so that usually gets people's attention, because everybody wants to be happy. They don't want to be hanging out in their misery. And so if people say, well, how did you do that? You don't even have to... You can say, well, I just rest my mind completely, instead of making up stories about everything. Mm-hmm. And then if they want to know more, have them call Heather. See, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do any explaining. Have them call Heather. That's her job.
All right. Uh-huh. You're going to get a lot of phone calls, Heather.
Great.
We spend a lot of time training ourselves to believe that afflictive thoughts and emotions and sensations are something that we have to find an antidote for immediately. And to rest as supreme awareness, it could be called the ultimate antidote, because it's the antidote that puts an end to all antidotes. So in that sense, why not do what works? Other antidotes never work. They never work. They never provide lasting happiness. So to simply rest as awareness, supreme awareness, it automatically delivers everything we need. It's the ultimate protector, the ultimate guide. So why look anywhere else? Why look to flimsy excuses to feel better or for feeling better? None of them work anyway. Awareness always works. And so, you know, if you have an extremely afflictive state that you can't rest as immediately, then reach out for support with that. Contact a teacher, a great freedom teacher. Read the written teachings and write them out. These offer tremendous support. Even though they're not the usual way of doing things, they support in resting as awareness, and they really support profoundly. Just taking the action of reaching out for support to rest can incite rest. So why not do it the easy way? Why continue to struggle and undergo incredible hardship? And don't listen to anything other than this simple message. Don't read other material that says something else, that says that you have to fix yourself. If you're trying to couple this with anything else that involves antidotes, it'll just be constantly frustrating. Someone came several times this week who has been coming for quite a while, maybe a year or so, and continuing on with another practice that's very antidote-based, that involves examining her ego and deconditioning from the past and all kinds of things. And she said, I'm just so frustrated, I can't take it. I said, well, you need to make a choice. Choose one or the other and make 100% commitment to whatever you choose. They don't go together. You can't pour oil into water. You know, they don't go together. They don't mix. Oil and water don't mix. You can't be involved in a teaching that has all kinds of antidotes of refining a non-existent personality and deconditioning something that's never been conditioned in the first place. You see, this will only result in frustration and madness. The two don't mix. Just choose one or the other and proceed. It's up to you. Whatever you do, that's what you're going to do. But if to continue to try to have a foot in both countries is, it's going to hurt. It's just going to hurt. Antidotes and no antidotes don't mix. It doesn't matter if they're supposed to lead to the same thing. That's not the point. The point is that one is destination-based and the other isn't. One is constantly seeking a destination and has someone seeking that destination, and the other has no destination nor anyone seeking it. The other seeks some kind of realization that's going to exist in the future, and the other great freedom is the realization that's already present and only present as the spontaneous release of the here and now. So you see, there's nothing to seek and no one to seek it. There's no destination or realization to head for and no one going there. So there's absolutely nothing to attain or achieve. And the practice of resting as awareness is completely beyond causality. So to be all wrapped up in causes and effects that are attempts to bring about some kind of destination or realization or attainment or achievement is just a constant headache rather than bringing constant relief, constant soothing energy, and an increase of that. It just brings a bottle of Bayer aspirin or Motrin or whatever you like to take. It's just frustrating, or maybe even Valium. So choose whatever you're going to choose and proceed and never turn back. Never turn back. If you're worried about losing friends, if you give one thing up, don't worry, you'll have plenty of friends with the other opportunity. Just because you're in the groove with something you've been doing for a while doesn't mean that it's really comfortable. It could be a rut rather than a groove. A comfort groove could be a rut. A hopeless, hapless rut. So you see, there's nothing to do. There really isn't anything to do. But the unstable mind is accustomed to doing. It's accustomed to constant doing. And it really believes that there is someone doing this constant doing. So you see, at first it may seem kind of uncomfortable, or it may even seem unsatisfying or even ridiculous. However, just that instant of stopping the raging elephants and seeing that the power to stop those raging elephants of the unstable mind is your own awareness, just that instant, whether you describe it as unsatisfying or the best thing since sliced bread, just know that it gives you complete relief, even if you don't find satisfaction in that relief immediately. Keep it up, and you will find an ultimate satisfaction. But not as some kind of an attainment. You see, it'll just be increasingly satisfying to rest as awareness. increasingly satisfying. And then at some point, who knows when, you'll be resting without trying to do so, no matter what comes up, and have no hope of attaining anything in the future, and also having no fear of what the future will bring, no matter what it is, no fear of sickness, no fear of death. Just knowing with absolute certainty that whatever comes, you'll be able to rest as that. And you'll look at all your greatest fears, your top 10 hit list of hits of greatest fears you've had in your life, and you'll realize you don't have them anymore. Things like your children dying, or your partner dying, or, you know, whatever it might be, getting some awful disease or dying, or whatever your fears are. Losing all your money, that's another big fear people have, especially in the West. In most of the world, people don't have any money, so they really don't worry about losing it because they don't have any to lose. It's already lost. Or, you know, worrying about all your stuff and losing all your stuff and ending up with a shopping cart, whatever your fears are, you'll just realize you don't have these anymore. They're not fears anymore. You know that if you lost it all, you'd be just fine. That anything could happen. In this country, people don't worry about such things too much as invasion by another country, but in many countries people worry about these things. So on their top 10 list of their greatest fears, the being invaded by another country or civil uprising, these are daily fears for some people. Daily fears. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever our fears are, wherever we might live, you know, people in other countries, and maybe some people in this country too, are today worried about whether they're going to find enough food to eat just to continue to live. So that might be one of their greatest fears, and it might be something that's very anxiety producing every day. But by resting as awareness, there's a way to overcome that fear. And in overcoming the fear, then maybe there's a better opportunity to find something to eat. But whatever your fears are, they're relative. You know, they're self-referencing back to I, me, and mine. They're not the fears of everyone everywhere. Like, the people in this room don't worry about whether they're going to have food today. So what is an absent fear for you is very much present for someone else. When we see things in this way, we develop more and more of a balanced view, because we realize that whatever fears we have or whatever points of view we're resting as, that they don't just apply to us, they apply to people everywhere. And so when we rest as these points of view, when we rest as these fears, we really rest as the fears of everyone everywhere. We rest as the points of view of everyone everywhere. And this is the birth of compassion. This is what we really come to experience directly in our own being. This is what a balanced view is. Great freedom is the balanced view. It's the view that doesn't need to adopt or exclude anything. Now, in my own life, I've had many profound hardships, mentally, emotionally, and physically, since I was born. It's likely that those hardships have been greater than the hardships of anyone sitting here today. It's very likely that that's the case. So you see, if I can rest as awareness without trying to do so, anyone can. And I know that. That's why there's so much authority and conviction sitting right here. You see, I know for sure. I know for sure, absolutely for certain, that everyone already is awareness and that anyone can get to know that. If I can get to know it, anyone can get to know it. If I can decisively experience awareness, my own awareness is that which completely overcomes everything that nothing else could overcome, then anyone can do that. So that's just the way it is. And you could never convince me anything different than that. I've had people try, but no one can ever convince me they're their points of view. I don't buy it. I know something else to be the case. So just rest. Don't look to people, places, and things to make your life good. Look to awareness. People, places, and things will abandon you, destroy you, subvert you, seduce you with their promise, and always let you down. And if that's the case, you're lucky. You're really lucky. The more they do abandon you, destroy you, betray you in every way possible, the luckier you are. The greater the opportunity to rest is awareness and realize a startling realization about yourself way beyond anything that could be imagined. So just in that first instant of rest holds the promise of your bright future. You see, that first instant of rest, it tells you everything about the brightness of your future. Why go back to endless strategies that never worked? Anyway, and who cares about thinking about awareness and trying to figure out what it is or how it is or where it is or why it is? It is. That's all we need to know. It is. And in the experience of it, a life unfolds that is just absolutely wondrous and amazing, no matter what it holds. No matter what it holds. People have written stories about their own experience of resting as awareness and being faced with things in their lives they never thought they'd have to face, like horrible illnesses or incredible depressions or being invaded by other countries and having to flee on foot, being chased by land and air and fired at and all kinds of things. And every single one of them reports that through all of it, all it did was increase their faith in timeless awareness. So don't expect awareness to look like anything at all. If a tremendously great being who is one of the greatest teachers who ever lived can go through losing their family, fleeing their country on foot, having all kinds of people die on the way so that thousands left and only 30 arrived, being reduced from a grand, glorious teacher that everyone listened to in his country to a beggar on the banks of the Rishikesh and a dishwasher in Calcutta, suffering horrible depression illness and not knowing where to turn, well, I guess we can all rest as awareness too. And can come out of that saying every single moment all it did was increase his faith in timeless awareness. Well, that tells us a lot, doesn't it? So that when we're having difficulty resting as awareness, we can think about that too, because if he can do it, so can we. You know, he knew by that time that no matter what happened, he didn't have to try to rest his awareness, that awareness would be whatever the here and now is. He already knew that. And he already knew that in each instant it's spontaneously self-released. So there's nothing to get your knickers in a knot about. There's nothing whatsoever to get our knickers in a knot about. But I like the expression. We all know what it means. It means just don't get your undies all bunched up. If you have undies, some people can't afford them. So depends on where you're listening. When these talks are given, they go out to people all over the world, so we never know who's listening. There's a great deal of difference between being lost in depression and having depression be free in its own place, to have it be its own undoing in every single moment of now. So you see, this is a startling realization, and it's very distinct from some of the ways awareness is talked about, where awareness is said to be pure and things that appear within it are impure. This is radically distinct from that.